The slobbish civil servant was drinking beer from a tube, an off-world brand no doubt pilfered from some unsuspecting arrival's farmsteading gear. Spaceport staff had a nice racket going, ripping off the new colonists. Nico Freihagen was an essential segment of the scam. A list of belongings was included on the colonists' registration cards. That readiness to jam his nose in the trough made the registrar an ideal contact for the Edenist operatives. For a straight $500 a month, Darcy and his partner, Laurie, ran through the new immigrant's identification without having to access the colony's civic data store. Details on the immigrants were sparse. The Lalonde Development Company didn't really care who settled the planet as long as they paid their passage and land registration fee. The company wouldn't declare a dividend for another century yet, when the population had grown above 100 million and an industrial economy was rising to replace the agrarian beginnings. Planets were always very long-term investments. But Darcy and Laurie kept plying through the data. Routine procedure. Besides, someone might get careless. "Why do you want to know? Has somebody been showing an interest?" Laurie asked, sitting at the other end of the settee from Darcy. A 73-year-old woman with plain auburn hair and a round face, she looked about half of Nico Freihagen's age. Like Darcy, she lacked the distinctive height of most Edenists, which made both of them ideal for deep cover work. "No," Nico Freihagen gestured with the beer tube. "But you've been doing this for 3 years now. Hell, probably for 3 years before that, for all I know. It's not just the money that doesn't mean much to you people. No, it's the time you spend. That's got to mean you're searching for someone important." "Not really," Laurie said. "It's a type of person we're after, not a specific individual."
"Good enough," Darcy told her silently.
"Let's hope he's satisfied with it," she replied.
Nico Freihagen took a swig of beer.
"What type?"
Darcy held up his personal processor block.
"The profile is loaded in here, available on a need-to-know basis. Do you think you need to know, Nico?"
"No, I just wondered. There have been rumors, that's all."
"What sort of rumors, Nico?"
Nico Freihagen gazed out of the office's window, watching an IVET team unloading a McBoeing BDA 9008.
"Upriver. Some settlers vanished, a couple of homesteads up in Schuster County. The sheriffs couldn't find any trace of them, no sign of a struggle, no bodies, just empty houses."
"Where the heck is Schuster County?" Laurie asked.
Darcy queried the Bitech processor in his block. A map of the Julis tributary basin bloomed in his mind. Schuster County glowed a soft amber, a sprawling area, roughly rectangular, clinging to the side of the Qualheim River, one of the hundreds of tributaries.
"Like Nico said, way upriver, over 1,000 kilometers. It's an area they're just opening up for settlement."
"It could be some kind of big animal.
A croc lion, or even something the ecological analysis crew didn't find."
"Maybe."
Darcy couldn't bring himself to believe that.
"So what was the rumor about it, Nico? What are people saying?"
"Not much. Not many people know."
"The governor wanted it kept quiet. He was worried about stirring up trouble with the Terathka farmers. There's a group of them on the other side of the savannah which borders Schuster County. He thought they'd get the blame, so the county sheriff hasn't made an official report. The homesteads have been listed as abandoned."
"When did this happen?" Laurie asked.
"Couple of weeks back."
"Not much to go on," Laurie said.
"It's remote enough, the kind of area he'd go to."
"I concede that, but what would he want with some hick farmers?"
"Insufficient data."
"Are we going to go and check?"
"Check what? That the homesteads are empty? We can't go gallivanting off into the jungle over a couple of families who have broken their settlement contract. Goodness, if you stuck me out there in the middle of nowhere, I'd want to run away."
"I still say it's odd. If they had been ordinary malcontents, the local sheriff would have known about it."
"Yes, but even if we did go, it would take us 2 or 3 weeks to reach Schuster County. That means the trail would be well over a month old and cold. How good are you at tracking trails like that through a jungle?"
"We could take Abraham and Kathleen out of Zeratau. Use them to scout the area."
Darcy weighed up the options. Abraham and Kathleen, their eagles, had enhanced senses, but even so, sending them off without even a reasonable idea of where their quarry might be was pointless.